Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Guess what? It's another glorious day. It really is. And anybody feeling the same way I am about the John Reed, Ghazala Hashmi debate last night? No offense to John, but I thought the AI Ghazala Hashmi was the most lifelike, attractive, personable version of Ghazala Hashmi that I've ever seen. Now, John was there, you know, in real life. It was really him. And did you know there was no rehearsal? It's not like John had the questions ahead of time. John did exactly what he would have done at a debate featuring the real life version of Ghazala Hashmi, which apparently nobody has seen in weeks, right? I don't know if anybody has checked Joe Biden's basement or maybe the back seat of his Corvette or something like that. But you know, where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi? We don't know. We don't know. But John, I thought, did a marvelous job. And he'll be with us at, 5:05? Is that right? I know we had a little change on that. I think it's 5:05. He's got something going on. But I found it quite interesting. On some level, boy, I hate to say this, I found it quite interesting in some cases for all the wrong reasons. Because Ghazala Hashmi has just basically said to we, the people of my beloved Commonwealth, blank you. I don't have to talk to you. I just, you know, you're just going to vote for me. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's it. I don't need to talk to you. Oh, all right. Well, would have been nice. I answer a question here or there. I don't see what the big deal is, but what did you think of it? I kind of think there were a lot of us that watched. Remember, it hit right at 6 o'clock. And you know, if you missed it, it is up at John's website, johnreed4virginia.com, johnreed4virginia.com. So if you did watch it, do me a favor. Shoot me a note real fast on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Would love to hear your perspective on it. Were you disappointed that this was the best that she could do? Yeah, well, sure, absolutely. Absolutely, but what are you going to do? Abigail Spanberger last night hanging out with Bill Nye, the pseudoscience guy, and Pete Buttigieg. He was not wearing his artificial breastfeeding device last night, was he? Pete Buttigieg has that. Remember, there was a photo of him. It kind of looked like he was wearing, like the getup that a catcher or an umpire would wear behind home plate. Maybe something out of Star Wars, too. You know, just a weird kind of getup. And they were here in Charlottesville to rally for Abigail Spamberger. Let that sink in for just 1 second. Abigail Spamberger, confirmed far left wing person, right? Abigail Spamberger received the coronation from the Virginia Democrats. Why does Abigail Spamberger have to hold a rally in Charlottesville? I would say with big names, but, you know, it's Pete Buttigieg and Bill Nye, the pseudoscience guy. But, all right, I mean, names of some sort. I don't think they're exactly A-list people. Maybe for Democrats they are. No, you know what? Let me dial that back. Maybe for Democrats those are big names and that excites them. Maybe they're looking at Pete Buttigieg and just getting tingles up and down their spine or something. I don't know. But why does she have to rally people in Charlottesville? That doesn't make any sense. What about Barack Obama, though? All right, Barack Obama did the recorded endorsement of Abigail Spamberger. Why is that? Why do you think she needed that? Come to think of it, why is Barack Obama coming to Virginia to rally voters in Norfolk for Abigail Spamberger? Do some of the math here. Abigail Spamberger, again, confirmed left-winger. Received the kiss from the Virginia Democrats. There was no primary for her. This was in the bag. This was hers. It was a coronation for her. Why on earth would she need to bring in, again, a pretty big name for Democrats, don't you think? To Norfolk. That just doesn't make any sense unless her numbers are showing, boy, this is not in the bag at all. Maybe they're looking at the numbers and saying, We got to try and go poo-poo all over those Trafalgar numbers that have this two-point race because, frankly, that's what we're seeing, and we don't want Republicans to think that's the case. We want as many Republicans staying home as possible. I'm just trying to figure it out, that's all. You know, I mean, there are numbers involved, so, hey, I probably don't know everything I should, but... Just a couple of things that I was trying to noodle around a little bit. And doesn't she sound a little, I don't want to say unhinged, but she doesn't sound completely hinged anymore, does she, Ms. Spamberger? She really doesn't. And the images of her, there's one photo, which apparently has become the photo from the event in Charlottesville last night. I got to tell you something. She looks exactly like Hillary Clinton. Exactly. She's changed now to a red blazer. I don't know why, but she has. And she has that god-awful, phony smile. That whole, oh, look, I see a friend in the crowd. You don't see anybody. If you're in that situation here, I'm here to tell you, having been in front of lots of crowds throughout the years, you can't really see anybody. You see light, but you are not able to see. So I just think that there's some stuff going on with the Democrat side. No, I'm not going to be the least bit upset, as you know, simply because I don't think they're good. I really don't. I just think they're a terrible collection of terrible candidates. But, man, if I were them, I would be wondering. If you're a big-time Democrat, maybe you vote Democrat. How do I say this honestly without hurting anybody's feelings? You know, my sons, of course, are voting in the wrong direction. Yeah, well, can I tell you? I've tried. It's one of my many failures, one of my many shortcomings as a father. But they're both on the wrong side of things. And I think even they are thinking, wow, this is weird. You know, Harry, of course, is all dialed into politics. That's like his life, and I hate that, but is what it is. And he's trying to figure out what's going on. And I think he's kind of written off the whole Jay Jones thing, which is interesting. Really interesting. So anyway, do me a favor. Just shoot me a quick note. I don't want to spend all day on this, but I was curious to hear what you thought of the AI debate last night. James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140. And we'll look forward to chatting with you, my buddy Barry Moore, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia, is going to be here at 3:35. John Reed's popping by at 5:05. And good news for Jeremy. You know, I got Jeremy a gift for his birthday. I bought myself a smartwatch. And so I am completely and totally hooked up at the moment to the atomic clock on my wrist, and so it should be better for you today, Jeremy. No, it's okay. Look, I'm always trying to give. I'm a giver. I'm a fixer. I'm a pleaser. I'm not really any of those things, but I am Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Radio WRVA, lovely, lovely Wednesday afternoon. So very much that we are going to be dealing with as we head through the afternoon. Barry Moore from the Central Virginia Bureau of the Better Business Bureau is going to be with us. Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. He's the president, the CEO. I'm taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff, why would your sons want some deranged woman as governor? I can't imagine any man voting for her. Well, look, there are plenty of folks who really honestly believe that Democrats offer the better solutions. Now, it's difficult a lot of the times to follow up on that. And they can't really explain why. And the other part of this, we all need to be very honest. There's some people that hate, absolutely hate President Trump. I don't get that. But there are people who are just going to vote for anybody who says they, too, do not like Trump. Let's see. Tucker in Chesterfield says, Jeff, so grateful that John Reed refused to let Hashimi get away with her stonewalling. It had been so frustrating for so long. And his response was wonderfully therapeutic. I agree. I thought it was excellent. Excellent. Pam in Hanover, it was fair and balanced. Very creative use of AI. Okay. Let's see. 804, don't you love it when politicians point wave to someone they can't see? Loved the AI debate last night. I thought it was clever and well done. Okay. All right. Greg in Midlothian. Jeff, John's debate with AI Hashimi was ingenious, very professional, and very, very well done. I agree. I thought it was excellent. Absolutely excellent. Lori in North Chesterfield, very straightforward, says, Jeff, John Reed for lieutenant governor. End of email or end of text. Yep. Yeah, yeah, all right. I'm totally cool with that. I think it's a great idea. That's how I will be voting. There's no doubt about it. 434. Hey, Jeff, hear, hear. Magnificently done debate. Yeah. Out of the park, kudos to John. All right. Excellent. Let's see who else is waving in. Anne from RBA, good afternoon, Jeff. John's debate was spot on. Anybody who questions it, all of her statements were sourced on the screen. It was great. Kudos to John for getting his view on the issues out in this creative way. Yeah. that is one of the important parts of this. It would have been easy enough, and I suppose there are some who are going to try and dismiss it in this way. Say, well, come on now. Hashmi wasn't really there, and they just made up answers, and, you know, they just made up answers that would look make John Reed look good. Well, please remember that every response offered by the AI Ghazala Hashmi, in fact, was sourced from the real-life Ghazala Hashmi. These are all things she has said. These are her opinions. These are her views. These are her stances. So it's not as if they had the AI Ghazala Hashmi saying, oh, and by the way, I hate puppies. These were her answers. These were her stated opinions or stated positions on all of these issues. So I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was really, really good. 804, Jeff, I believe Spamberger is sounding unhinged. See, I wasn't sure about the use of that term. I said that earlier, that I don't want to be the one who says she sounds unhinged. But I'll tell you, I don't think she sounds fully hinged these days. Maybe just a little loosely hinged, you know, like you would need some of that WD-40 or something. Jeff, can you tell me why Jane Jones has not been charged with a crime for those text messages? Well, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure. Is it a crime? Is he making direct terroristic threats? I don't know exactly the way the code works in Virginia. So I probably am not the one to ask. Maybe the next time we have Jason Miaris on, we will be able to get some sort of an answer. Yeah. Josh from Charles City says, hey, Jeff, I got to tell you, it should have been just like sports. If she refuses to show up, then she forfeits. Yeah, well, that is kind of the way it works in sports, isn't it? You don't show up for the game, you lose. We don't give you a mulligan or anything else. Here's the debate. You're not showing up? Well, then I declare you the loser. And if I declare you the loser, then I'm going to vote in a way that is different than you would want me to vote. That's all. We'll be chatting with Barry Moore, the president, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia, serving Central Virginia. He's going to be with us at 3:35. At the moment, it is 3:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It is beautiful. I didn't think it was going to be this nice today. Get your windows open, 71 degrees. And the humidity, it's in the 20s. That's unimaginable. It's gorgeous. So nice. I'm just going to state this for the record. Then I'm going to chat with my friend Barry Moore. It's like 5 days in a row that Julia has been able to get outside on the deck. Enjoy the outdoors, some fresh air, some good tunes with Lori Berkner and Dan Zanes and Beatles. Album number one, the one album. She's strictly a pre-Sergeant Pepper gal. She's a real rock chick like her mom, you know. But it's just been that beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. My buddy John Reed's going to be along at 5:05. How do you think he did last night in his debate against the AI version of Ghazala Hashmi? I thought it was very informative and very entertaining and very sad in this way that somebody who is the nominee, big time political party, we've got two of them, right? That one of the nominees for lieutenant governor, I think that's a pretty important office, don't you? Has refused to debate her opponent. That's sad. It's just sad. I don't care which party you are or what your political ideology is. We ought to be able to hear and explore ideas from different perspectives. And anyway, so Ghazala Hashmi said no, she's not interested. And so John Reed, with some of his, I guess, tech folks, took her past statements and papers and things of that sort, fed them into AI. And what came out last night from the AI version of Ghazala Hashmi was strictly Ghazala Hashmi. So pretty cool. All right. October is an interesting month. And I did not realize this. October has been deemed Sober October. And my friends over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia are doing something very, very special. It's actually happening tomorrow at their beautiful, beautiful new office over there on Cox Road. Now, I want you to get the information on it. It's a great spark conversation, and that is my friend Barry Moore, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry, thank you, my friend, for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. And tomorrow is a day that, yes, people are going to be heard from, unlike what you were just talking about with John, right? So yeah. We're inviting people in, as we do every month. There's no charge. 9 a.m., we open the doors, and we start the conversation. And it's Sober October. You are correct.
Explain this to me. What is Sober October?
That's a great point. So Evie Kara George is our director of the program, and you know her. So recovery, responsibility, and support. So what does recovery look like today? There are so many people dealing with all different issues, mental health issues, depression, and then recovery. There's a whole group of people. Then there's other people that have been incarcerated, coming back on the street. The workforce is clouded or really filled with people that want to work, that could be great employees, but they need a job, right? But first, they have to get through this recovery. And I think we have some great programs locally, real life. You know, the HARP program with Sheriff Carl Leonard, world-renowned program. Sarah Scarborough will be here tomorrow talking about real life. We have Caritas, McShin. There's a lot of great programs.
I love the fact that people are now able to speak about this. Barry, you and I are, I think, the same age. And yes. There was a time, certainly in our lifetime, if somebody was addicted or dependent on some sort of a substance, that was a secret, right? They would keep it to themselves. And generally speaking, it just got worse rather than better.
Yes. And, you know, back in the 70s, I can remember going to a place out in Princeton, New Jersey, working at a school like a volunteer, and I was in high school, and working with kids that had dealt with all these different issues that I just mentioned, and they were stereotyped, they were locked away, basically, and we went in to try to bring some life and light into their life and talk about God, whatever we could do to inspire them to stay on the right track. And these programs we have here, there's a lot of imitators out there, Jeff. There's a lot of places. These nonprofits keep popping up. They raise money. They're taking attraction and attention away from the programs that are up and running with professionals. Carl Leonard has Carrie Rhodes. Sarah Scarborough has a whole team of professional people. Caritas. Karen O'Brien's got special people working there that are professionals. They're not in the fundraising business. They're in the recovery business to help souls every day. So the golf tournaments, I look at golf tournaments, silent auctions, nice events that were raising money, but it's not doing anything, right? These are the people that, Jeff, are going to make a difference. So tomorrow we're asking, we have between 35 and 40 people signed up. Evie's done an incredible job. We're at 4800 Cox Road. You can still pop in, we'll have coffee, water, and probably some bagels. And we welcome everybody to come in, Jeff, and I'll go around the room, I'll ask a number of questions, and then we have a couple experts that will listen and then respond. Unlike our political leaders sometimes, they don't listen and they don't respond. And that could be at every level of the government, as you know. Yeah. And us as a nonprofit, we're just trying to cut through it and show there's hope and there's ways to recover. And the arrogance and the egos, we check them out the door. And we do that every day we come to work here. Yeah. But even more tomorrow when we do these events.
Well, I love these events. I love the Spark events. I think I'm going to be involved next month.
Yes.
In the next one. I just, tomorrow I can't make it because I'm actually going to be working with some folks over at Pamunkey Regional Jail, who many of them are in the same situation. You know, we do this Inside Out Dad program, but I got to tell you, Carl, you're going to have McShin there. You're going to have Caritas. Many of my students are their participants as well. It just crosses across all sorts of lines.
Yeah. I think that's, isn't that where Tony Pham used to work, correct?
Tony was up in Virginia Regional Peninsula Jail up in Williamsburg.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, but I always think about him, give him a shout out. But
yeah.
Anyway, and I know your friend is. And so I think these conversations are important. They're not time wasters. It's two and a half hours. And you'll walk out of here with something that you can go then help somebody else. And by you sharing your opinions with everybody else in the room, by us listening and not talking, all of a sudden we walk out with better ideas. We walk out with aha moments to say we can do just one thing different next week because of this. And we have the micro credentials. Evie started that. Ignite started that last week or last month.
Yep.
You come to the course. And so this is on recovery and mental health. And so you'll be able to get a credential. You go on, take the course. It'll be on Facebook Live also at BBB Serving Central Virginia or Central PA. And it'll be awesome. And Jeff, real quick, we have a number of sponsors for this program. Dominion Energy with Solar Access, One Bridge Advisors, Quality Moving Services, Virginia Credit Union, and our friends at The Breeze. On the air. So I'm excited, and we can have you next month. I cannot wait.
I'm excited about it as well. And you did mention that it will be carried on Facebook Live. So for folks who have the opportunity, you know, I sort of gasped when you mentioned bagels. I thought, well, now, you know, the last time I was there were no bagels. But okay, all right, fine.
All right.
That's okay. It's not like a record. But
yeah, you got a good memory.
But I do like that. But if somebody can't make it in person, then they can be at their office, they can be on a laptop, they can be on a phone, they can go to Facebook, look for BBB Central VA,
Serving Central VA.
Okay.
Or just, if you just look for Ignite Sparked by BBB at CVA, you're going to find that there also.
Okay.
So whatever's easier, the bottom line is just know the lingo, Ignite Sparked by BBB,
yeah.
Serving Central Virginia.
I love it. Well, I'm hoping that there's a great crowd in person and online. This is a vital, vital topic. It's so important. I'm so happy. Honestly, you cover a lot of very important issues, but this is one that I have seen up close and personal with friends. And boy, the movement here to help folks is just stellar. It's off the charts. So, Barry, I appreciate what you're doing. And Evie, of course, is just she's a rock star 10 times over with what she does. And I will see you soon, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That is Barry Moore. He is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Great folks. And this is going to be a great thing. Sober October, recovery, responsibility, and support. If you're thinking, hey, look, Jeff, I am not a drug user. I'm not abusing alcohol. I'm not. That's fine. That's fine. Most of us are in that category. We're not dependent on or dealing with these issues. But we've got an opportunity to help some folks who are. If you're a business owner, you probably should take a look at this. You might find some of the best employees you've ever had have come through some of these programs. So just something to think about. And again, thanks to Barry Moore and the whole team over there at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. It is 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:52. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Looking beautiful, by the way. Really is. Just a fantastic day. Tomorrow, we do enter, I don't want to say it's a deep freeze, but we are not going to crack 70 degrees for the next 10 days at least. And could be, well, you know, could be springtime, I suppose, by the time we see 70.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Degrees again. Yeah. All right. Well, taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, as a school resource officer, I can tell you, if Jay Jones had been a student, the school would have been on lockdown and the student, the perpetrator, would have been suspended. Yeah, well, we've had a couple of SROs text us since those Jay Jones texts came out and said exactly the same thing. If this had been a student inside a school, certainly here in Central Virginia, they immediately would have been removed. The Commonwealth's attorney would have been brought into this. Charges would have been filed. This would not have been a, oh, well, I'm kind of sorry I got caught. So, look, there's something shiny over there. Doesn't work that way in the real world. And heck, it's just in an employment situation. Right? Jeremy and I were kicking this around a couple of weeks ago. There was a staff meeting that took place. Hey, Germ, have you checked to see if that's ended yet? Because it could, it's probably still going on, that staff meeting from like 2 weeks ago. But we were at the staff meeting, and everybody that works at the radio factory was there. And you remember what I said? You go into these things and you see people and you think, oh, well, you know, I like so-and-so. I don't really know so-and-so. Ooh, I really dislike so-and-so. Okay, we've all got that situation. If you were to text to any of your coworkers, hey, you know what I like to do? Put two bullets into the head of coworker A. How long do you think it would take until you were, well, you know, unemployed? Otherwise engaged? You'd have to go and change your status on LinkedIn? And you'd probably be chatting with law enforcement. So how come Jay Jones gets a pass? That's been the question all along. What sort of a degenerate says, I sure hope that that lady's kids die in her arms? God, that's just, it's just deranged. That's not political. It really isn't. That is not, shouldn't be Democrat or Republican or left or right. That's just common decency, man. You can hate anybody you want. Believe me when I tell you, I don't care. I don't. You can hate me. But the moment that you say, well, I hope his kids die in their mother's arms, you are sick and twisted and you're deranged. If you want to sit all day and seethe, saying to yourself, I hate so-and-so, that's okay. I don't think anybody's going to get all that upset if you just decide you thoroughly dislike someone. But you're going to start wishing that their kids die in their mother's arms? You need help. You really do. You need help. You probably need to be in a situation where your comings and goings are limited and monitored. It is 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot going on. About an hour from now, we've got our friend John Reed, who's going to join us. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor and the former host of Richmond's Morning News. Yeah, it is nice to see that John last night had the debate that he's been waiting for with Ghazala Hashmi. I mean, it was only missing, well, Ghazala Hashmi. But they created an AI Ghazala Hashmi. And again, it wasn't a fictional Hashmi. It was just a technical Hashmi, if you will. They took all of her statements throughout the years, all of her positions, fed them into AI, I don't know, ChatGPT, whatever it was. And the response from the screen there was what she has said about those issues throughout the years. I thought it was pretty powerful. I thought it was pretty effective. So we'll chat with John again about an hour from now. Now, we got a lot of stuff we're dealing with as we head through the afternoon. I got a couple of little snippets here I've got to let you hear from the debate. The AI debate. Minimum wage. You know, this is one of those, it's one of these left-wing things, and it's been put together by people who have less of an understanding of math than I do. Let me tell you something. If you do math at a lower efficiency level than I do, boy, you're not very good at it. And it's been put together by people who I have to think never, ever, ever took a basic economics course. So take a listen to cut number one, Hashmi on minimum wage.
I support raising the minimum wage to at least $15 and establishing an alignment of wages with inflation and cost of living. I have championed efforts to increase the minimum wage and supported legislation to eliminate minimum wage exemptions. When workers receive a living wage, those dollars go back into the community, supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs.
So, ma'am, let me explain this to you. And I can't make it rhyme, and I know that your background is as a poetry professor, so you probably have an affinity for that whole rhyming thing, but I can't do that. Here's what I can do. I can explain to you, when you say you're going to raise wages, what really happens. Well, I'm going to raise them to at least $15 an hour. Well, ma'am, I wouldn't stop there. I would raise them if you're just looking to raise them because, well, you want to raise them, then raise them to $50 an hour or $100 an hour. Exactly the same things will happen. The cost of other things will go up to meet those artificially inflated wages. You're trying to make people feel good about not having a lot of money. You're trying to say to people who are making, I don't know, say $10 an hour. Wow. What can you buy with $10 an hour? And they're going to say, well, I work an hour, I make $10. I take that $10 and then I go to, McDonald's. And I get myself a Big Mac and I get a drink and I get fries. How much does that cost you? It's about $10. Okay. So 1 hour of work equates to one lunch. Yeah. Now, I want you to think, if you made $15 an hour, how much could you buy? Well, clearly, I'd be able to buy 1.5 of those lunches. Except it doesn't work that way. Because as your wage goes up artificially, the person who owns, say, the McDonald's has people who are making, well, now an artificially higher wage. And in order to have any sort of a profit, and that is the goal when you have a business. Your goal in a for-profit business is to generate profits. And if your labor costs increased, you know what happens? The cost of whatever it is you are selling or offering increases. So even though that person who was making $10 an hour and could afford one meal at McDonald's based on 1 hour of labor, now they're making $15 an hour, and their hour of labor still translates into the one meal at McDonald's. And I'm just using that as the clearest example and the simplest example, but that's what happens when you artificially raise wages. And it continues to happen in everything. Everything that you think now, well, now I'm going to have lots of money. You're not going to have lots of money. Don't look at the dollar figure. Look at the purchasing power. Has your ability to purchase anything increased, or have you somehow, some way, artificially gotten a higher number for your income? And if you're having difficulty figuring that one out, let me give you some help. It is the latter, not the former. Look at your purchasing power. Well, everybody's going to have to pay more. Are they? Well, once again, put yourself into the role of someone who is running a business for profit. What is their goal? Their goal is to employ everybody. Nope. Their goal is to make a profit. Well, they'll just have to pay everybody more. Will they? Or will they say, all right, well, we'll give you your $15 an hour. And we'll give that other person over there their $15 an hour. But you know those other two people who used to work with you? Yeah, we're not going to have them anymore because we can't afford them anymore. So they lose their job. Now, you've got yours and you've got the higher wage. Okay. Remember what happens, though. Your purchasing power is not actually increasing, but you've got a higher wage now. You also have less people working with you doing whatever it is that you do, which means that your personal individual workload increases. Your job is going to get harder, and you're not going to see an increase in your purchasing power. Well, maybe you're still okay with that. I don't know. I'm just trying to explain the way this works. All right, what about electric vehicles? You know my position on them, right? I think they're really cool. I think the technology behind electric vehicles is absolutely brilliant and fascinating. But I don't want one. I have no interest in buying an electric vehicle. I would absolutely consider a hybrid at some point, because I think that's the best of both worlds. But, again, electric vehicles, pure EVs, if you want one, by God, you should buy one. If I don't want one, by God, I shouldn't be forced to buy one. But Ghazala Hashmi seems to think everybody should own an electric vehicle, whether they want it or not. Cut number two.
Wholeheartedly support an electric vehicle mandate. The effects of human-caused climate change are happening, and Virginia must address the climate catastrophes that face us. Reducing carbon emissions and transitioning to renewable energy sources are imperative for the sake of environmental justice.
Environmental justice. Excuse me, Senator, can I ask you one question? Yeah. What the hell does that mean? Environmental justice. Justice for the environment? Well, I can't even begin to posit what that means. I have no idea what that means, which I think is okay, because I don't think she has any idea what that means. In fact, anybody who uses that language probably has absolutely, positively no idea what it means. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. It's crazy talk. Jeff, I demand toenail justice. Well, go for it, man. That doesn't mean any more than environmental justice. How about cut number three? How are we going to fund our schools, Ms. Hashmi?
I am for fully funding Virginia's public schools. Private school vouchers and tax breaks take money away from our public school system. school choice unevenly benefits wealthier families, which can afford the remaining private tuition costs. Meanwhile, less affluent families in public schools are left with fewer resources, thereby increasing educational disparity. I am committed to protecting public education for all Virginia schools.
Well, Ms. Hashmi, I too am committed to protecting public education. I absolutely am. I'm a product of public education. I believe in public education. That being said, I think you ought to pretend that you know where the city of Richmond is, or, I don't know, Virginia Beach or Norfolk or Newport News. I mean, you don't even know where you live, so it might be difficult. But seriously, find some place that is, shall we say, economically disadvantaged. That's one of the terms you like. Talk to those moms and dads. Ask them how they would feel about getting a voucher to take their kids out of the failing Richmond public schools and give them a chance at a real education. Rather than using those children as your political prop, you cheap hack politician, you, maybe you could pretend you give a crap about those kids and you care about those parents and you give them a chance. Just a thought. It's 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 423, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got a few more of these snippets from the AI Ghazala Hashmi. And it's simply a Ghazala Hashmi regurgitator is what it is. I don't want you to think that somehow, some way, that this is just a creation that debated with John Reed last night. It was everything that Ghazala Hashmi has said throughout the years. These are her opinions. These are her positions. And how do I say this nicely? She's a radical. She is an extremist. I don't want any part of her. And we haven't even begun to touch on her support for the Hamas crowd. You know, that's important to me. I think it ought to be important to you. We just saw for the first time a real peace of some sort coming to the Middle East, right? I mean, it's going to be bumpy and rocky and difficult because you're dealing with Hamas, who are barbarians. So tell me why a sitting state senator who wants to be the lieutenant governor is standing with the pro-Hamas crowd. Good God Almighty, that just boggles my mind. It's so weird. It's so twisted. But there it is. There it is. Well, we'll deal with a little bit more of Hashmi in just a couple of moments. I do want to remind you that John Reed is going to be jumping on at 5:05. We'll be chatting with John about the virtual debate, the AI debate last night. It is 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. But I don't want to ban them. I don't think that we have to collect them and burn them. I just think that you should act accordingly, appropriately, intelligently, thoughtfully, compassionately. Right? I mean, it's not earth-shattering to say that some material is not appropriate for children. We do that all the time. That's why it's so weird to have someone telling us that your kids should be looking at porn on a regular basis because she thinks it's okay.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Just twisted. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about the schools with Senator Hashmi, the AI version of Senator Hashmi, which is as close as anybody can get to the real Senator Hashmi. And if we are going to be honest, she sounds and looks better as AI than in real life. I just think she is spot on, this version anyway. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be with us at 5:35. I want to get the lowdown on this special prosecutor that has been appointed to investigate the J. Jones reckless driving conviction and the subsequent adjudication. He presented evidence to the New Kent County General District Court that 500 hours of community service had been completed. But as we now know, he completed that service, if you will, at his own political action committee. Now a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into that. This is breaking news, just came down a couple of moments ago. And on a dime, let me say this about my buddy Jeremy. Immediately, no hesitation, million other things going on. What does Jeremy do? Jeremy reaches out, gets the attorney general locked in because he's just that good. So, Jeremiah, I appreciate it, man. I really, really do. So, Attorney General Jason Meares at 5:35. Lieutenant Governor nominee on the Republican side, John Reed, is going to be here at 5:05. Just enough time here, I believe, to get to our final Ghazala Hashmi AI-generated debater. Can we do cut number 5, where she explains the importance of having men in ladies' showers?
We need to look out for and protect the rights of our transgender children. They have a right to be addressed with pronouns of their own choosing. Boys identifying as girls have the right to compete on the playing field where they feel that they belong. Trans kids have the right to use the restrooms and changing rooms where they feel most comfortable. Last but not least, trans minors have the right to get the surgeries that they need so as to feel as though they're in the right body. To oppose the trans rights of children is to deny them their personhood, deny them their identity.
Yeah. Let me say this to you, ma'am. You don't actually have two pronouns. No, she doesn't, because Alla Hashmi doesn't have two pronouns. She has three. Let me share them with you. Bat, crap, crazy. She is a radical. She is an extremist. Now, you listen to what she just said. As far as she's concerned, the rights of the men outweigh the rights of your daughters. That's what she just said. That those men who want to be in a shower with your daughters should have their, quote, rights respected while your daughters are forced to shower with and change in front of men. That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. She also, of course, is endorsing surgery. Oh, well, every trans child should have any surgery they want. Okay. Where does that end, by the way? Because if you're 18 years old and you decide you want to cut off perfectly healthy body parts, I think you're nuts, but go ahead. Go for it. It's your body, right? Can we also allow the 10-year-old to get a full facial tattoo? Well, I mean, that's how they identify. Why should we stop that? Let's at least be consistent there, ma'am. How about other people? How about those kids, guys especially, boys especially, going, you know what? I'm not tall enough. Boys go through this. Some boys have the growth spurt at the end. Some guys, don't. That's a big deal when you're a young man. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm not as tall as so-and-so. So what about surgery for that? Can we go in there and break some bones so that we can insert some sort of device to make them longer? Or can we cut tendons? I mean, there's got to be some way to deal with it from a surgical point of view, right? Shouldn't we do that? You're 18 years old. You want to do to your body what you want to do to it. I'm not going to step in the way. I may not agree with it. I may think it's insane and dangerous, but it is your body. You're right. But a 10-year-old? No. And Ghazala Hashmi thinks that your daughters should be subjected to naked guys. She's sick. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I want to remind you, half hour from now, with breaking news, as a result of the breaking news, Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be here. We just got word that a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into the J. Jones reckless driving conviction in New Kent County. So that just came down a couple of moments ago. But again, a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into the reckless driving conviction or careless driving conviction in New Kent County. Remember, he was doing 117 miles an hour, 160 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. There we go. 160 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. But the big part of this is what would appear at first blush to be a lie to the court. That 500 hours of community service, he said he did, he actually did for his own political action committee. Absolutely appalling, and you just don't lie to judges. They do not like looking bad, and that's what that does. So, again, at 5:35, Attorney General Jason Meares joining us to talk about this breaking news, a special prosecutor now having been appointed. Last night, I watched a debate. I did. And it was the AI version of Ghazala Hashmi because Ms. Hashmi is apparently so busy redecorating Joe Biden's basement that she just is unavailable for debates. And my friend John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, who in all candor is everywhere all the time talking to anybody and everybody. And I thought it was a one heck of a debate. John, I appreciate you being here. And like, I don't know, millions of people, I guess, at this point, I watched that debate and thought, first of all, it was sad that she won't show up for a real debate. But you just went in there and talked about the issues, man.
Yeah, listen, thank you for watching. This thing's going viral all around the United States and around the world. People calling from, you know, foreign countries like, oh, an artificial intelligence debate. How do you do that? And I'm like, well, first, you have to have someone who is pretty cowardly and arrogant and entitled who won't show up for 1 hour over the course of, what, 125 days to do a regular debate. Most politicians, even if they're not great speakers or, you know, they're not the biggest showman, they show up and defend themselves. I mean, it's a part of the job. Ghazala Hashmi, I begged her to do debates, 10 debates at the beginning. Please come meet me at National Public Radio in D.C. Come meet me in Richmond. The NAACP wants to do a debate. This group will do a debate. One of the radios said, no, she wouldn't do anything. And I finally got fed up with it. Like, no, lady, this is not acceptable. We're going to expose your positions. We're going to be fair about it. And then I'm going to take the opportunity to share my position. Right. And we waited because I kind of thought she would, you know, after the governor's debate and the AG debate, if anybody was going to drop out, you'd think it was B.J. Jones. I mean, how embarrassing and awful has his situation been? He had the guts to stand up and speak. I thought it was pretty stupid, but he had the guts to stand up and speak. Ghazala Hashmi wouldn't do it. So we staged it ourselves, videotaped it, one take, no edits, no teleprompter for me. They kept the questions a secret from me until right before the whole thing started. You know, here's the format. Here's how this is going to go. And no prompting for me. Right. I thought it did pretty well for somebody who just walked in off the street with no rehearsal.
I agree with you. And I think that's a very, very important thing. When you talk about how this whole thing came about, Ghazala Hashmi had every opportunity, as everybody running for office does, to engage in a legitimate debate with her opponent. And you, right out of the gate, suggested 10 debates around the state. Now, in all candor, John, and I said this, I said, well, there was no way she was ever going to accept 10 debates, but how about 5 debates? How about 4? How about 6, right? I mean, that would have been a possibility, even if she said, well, look, the governor and the AG, they're only doing one, I'll do one. Whatever it was, there should have been, and I say this as a voter, there should have been a face-to-face exchange with you and your opponent to discuss issues and answer questions, and her conduct is just nothing short of cowardly.
Yeah, I think most voters, unless you're just a rabid Democrat, I think most voters think that this is a prerequisite for this type of job. I mean, maybe if you're running for dog catcher, you don't do a debate. But, you know, if you're running for lieutenant governor of the state, mm-hmm. and everybody thinks that Ghazala Hashmi will run for governor in 4 years if she gets this job, if she beats me, get ready for, you know, the history-making Ghazala Hashmi as governor in 4 years. I'm sorry, you should stand up and defend what I consider to be a lot of bad ideas, bad votes, bad decisions that have harmed a lot of Virginians. And I see, Jeff, I think it's more than just her being a coward. I think she knows that she's wrong and that Virginians don't buy into putting boys and girls sports. They don't like the fact that their kids were kept out of school for an extra year by her. They don't like changing the state forms from mother to birthing person. Are you kidding me? Everything Ghazala Hashmi has proposed and pushed on the people of Virginia, they don't like. And she's hoping that she can just spend her $2 or $3 million that George Soros and all of the out-of-state Democrats have given her and try to make her look like, oh, I'm such a nice, mild-mannered lady. Don't you want me to help you keep your schools going? And I cannot allow that to happen. I can't. I'm not going to tolerate that.
Absolutely not. John Reed is joining us. JohnReed4Virginia.com. I want to remind everybody the website. You can go there. You can watch a replay of this debate. JohnReed4Virginia.com. John, one of the concerns I know people have raised as well. Now, look, John Reed was he's the one who created this AI version of Ghazala Hashmi. So he just has her saying what he wants her to say. Explain how the Ghazala AI was created.
Yes, and that's a fair question, and I can understand why someone would challenge me on that. Totally cool. I'm fine. You know me. Mm-hmm. If you got a problem, bring it to me. I'll answer it. I'm not scared. So let me tell you, I hired a guy who had done radio and some television and had been a writer, and I said, I'm not going to look over your shoulder, but I need you to create a facsimile using AI of the top issues for Ghazala Hashmi. The rule is, though, It has to be direct quotes, and they have to be cited. You know, don't paraphrase her or find stupid stuff. And if you, I mean, people should go watch it and tell me whether you think this was fair or not. I mean, even the Democrats who've been super crazy critical today, they haven't been able to point out where I got it wrong. Like, oh, that's not what she thinks, or she never said that. No, they just don't like the idea that we had the debate. And so all of this was generated through AI, but it was all cited as a direct quote from her, from interviews on different radio programs and television programs, print interviews, and from her own website. And honestly, I watched, you know, it's different when you're doing it, but when I watched the final product last night, I thought, well, damn, I was a little too fair. You know, mm-hmm. I probably should have rigged it a little bit more to make myself look good, because I was the one winging it, you know, with no preparation. At least, you know, the person who put all this together used comments that she had made. I don't even know if she's capable of putting a string of thoughts together on her own, because she doesn't do anything in public. Nobody gets to see her.
Yeah. And again, interest of full disclosure here, you did not receive any of the information ahead of time. You walked in there, if I understand it correctly, and again, I watched it, and I think I understood the rules and the setup, but you walked in there and stood and answered the questions as they were presented to you. Nothing ahead of time.
Nothing ahead of time. 15 minutes before we started the taping, they gave me the list of topics that were going to be included. Mm-hmm. And they said, this is the way this is going to go. I hadn't even seen the final look of the whole thing. I mean, I helped set up the podium and the you know, blue curtains. Yep. But I didn't know what the actual format was going to be. And, you know, most of the time, if it's a real debate, everybody agrees to the format 2 or 3 months in advance. And the candidates are in some hotel room for a week, yep, you know, rehearsing. And, oh, here's the zinger you're going to use. And that's right. Let's get all this data. It had been like a 12-hour day for me. I walked into the place where we taped it right off the street. I actually thought I looked pretty tired when I watched the video. But I deserve to be tired because I've been working my butt off here. Yeah. And, people should watch it for themselves, and I think you will see the difference between the radical policies of Ghazala Hashmi, which are accurate, and someone like me who comes in off the street and has to, you know, stand on his own 2 feet and defend himself and defend what I believe in and push back on the bad ideas that will crush Virginia that she's pushing right now.
I could not agree with you more. She's a radical. She is an extremist. I look at her standing with the pro-Hamas crowd, and I think it's just absolutely, absolutely sickening. Do you have...
We didn't even get to that in the debate.
I know.
I was so disappointed that that wasn't included, you know?
Well, look, you have, what, 12 days left? Maybe a special focus group. Yeah, yeah. This microphone, of course, is always open for her. We invited everybody, and you have.
And she's never called you back, has she?
Oh God, no. And huh. I would tell you that I'm surprised, but you know, who are we kidding? But for the sake of a debate, though, you know, I've certainly done those, and I make no apologies for what I believe or which side I'm on. But I'd like to think I'm a relatively fair guy, and if she would have agreed. No offense, John, I probably would have asked you the toughest questions.
I know, and I'm prepared for that.
Yeah.
And you and I are friends. I mean, everybody knows that. But I expect when I come on the radio for you to treat me like any other candidate, maybe even be a little harsher. And that's fine. I can handle it. I've not turned down interviews.
Right.
You know, right before I got on the air with you, I was talking to a lady who's doing a podcast. I'm unfamiliar with her. I didn't know her. I didn't know whether she was really friendly or not. But I need the media coverage, to be honest with you. And I'm not scared of reporters. I think a lot of politicians are scared of media people and reporters. So you know what? If you want to do this job, you better get out there and talk to the people. And that's what I'm doing.
Heck yeah. The biggest question that I get, and I get it every single day, I get it multiple times a day, I want you to answer it because it is all about
okay.
you. The question is, why do we not hear any John Reed for Lieutenant Governor ads?
Because my wonderful friends in Washington, you know, who want to win so much, refuse to give any money. Wow. I mean, people in Richmond have been really good to me, but... You know, Ghazala Hashmi got, what, $1.3 million from Democrat slush funds like the Democrat Lieutenant Governors Association. Right. And the people in D.C., they don't. They say they want to win, but I don't know, man. I'm willing to work my butt off for an entire year and watch my savings dwindle to nothing and try to save Virginia on my own back. And they don't want to give any money. Okay, there you go. I mean, I got my answer. I just know that I'm going to remember that. Next time somebody calls me for money, I'm going to remember that. Next time someone, and if I win, let me tell you something, Jeff. If I win this, it's going to be a miracle, and I'm not going to owe a damn thing to anybody. And I'm going to let them know it, too, when they call me and start saying, oh, you know, you need to, no. You get off the phone. You didn't take my call. You didn't give me any money. You didn't support me. So get the hell out of here. I'm telling you right now.
I love it. Well, look, I'm looking forward to Lieutenant Governor John Reed, a thoroughly independent person up there.
Independent-minded. You got it, man. And I think people are going to like that.
I think
right?
so, too. Well, John, again, I thought it was a great job on that debate. I continue to be very proud of my support for your candidacy. I'm looking forward to the election. About 12 days left. I still want people to go. JohnReedForVirginia.com. And if you're so inclined, I know you can help John out over there, even if some of the D.C. bigwigs will not. And you're a good guy. Keep at it, brother. That is John Reed. Yes, he is my friend. And yes, I am happily voting for him. And I tell you that I also would have happily had a conversation with State Senator Ghazala Hashmi. And she has not even returned calls or emails. So that phone that's not ringing, it's probably her. It is 520 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Thanks again to Attorney General Jason Meares, who's going to be joining us in a couple of moments. Breaking news that came down a few moments ago. A special prosecutor has now been appointed to look into the J. Jones careless driving conviction. You'll remember, was it 2022? I think it was 116 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. Got a pretty good sort of a deal, if you will. And part of it was 500 hours of community service. And he did 500 hours of community service out of the 1,000 total. He did 500 of it at his own personal political action committee. Well, it sure seems to be a misrepresentation to the court. That's my perspective. I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you, looking at it, boy, something doesn't seem right. Smells a little fishy to me. Seems a little hinky to me. And so now a special prosecutor being appointed to look into the matter. I think it's just the beginning of the difficulties that Mr. Jones has brought on himself. And I want you to think about the difficulties you and I would be bringing on our Commonwealth, our friends, our neighbors, our family, if in fact he wound up as the Attorney General of Virginia. Can you imagine? It just would be an utter disaster. Again, with the breaking news that a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into that matter out in New Kent County, Attorney General Jason Meares joining us at 5:35. It is 5:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday evening. I got information from National Review. National Review has been covering so much related to J. Jones And National Review broke the story that a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into J. Jones' conviction in New Kent County for that, was it careless driving, 116 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, and the community service arrangement where he was ordered to do 1,000 hours. And there's some real questions here because 500 hours of that performed for his own political action committee. I wanted to get some immediate reaction from the attorney general himself, Jason Meares, and I'm just so happy to say he is with us. Mr. Attorney General, I appreciate the quick turnaround. Thank you for hopping on.
Thanks so much. I mean, I think, like all of us, I'm shocked by this, but it is clear that now we're in this position we've never been for in Virginia, which you have somebody looking to be the top cop, looking to be the top prosecutor in the state, who's now himself under an active criminal investigation. We've never seen anything like this in Virginia, and I'm still trying to process it.
Can you explain the process for picking the special prosecutor? Because I've already seen some political folks say, oh, come on now, Jason Meares is doing this for his campaign. You're not involved in the appointment, are you?
I have absolutely zero control over your Commonwealth's attorney. If you think I did, then why haven't I been able to overturn the things going on in Fairfax County with Steve Descano and some of these left-wing prosecutors that aren't doing their job? They're constitutional officers, which means they're duly elected. They are elected by their voters in their respective district. I have zero authority in them. In some other states, perhaps that is the case. But with your local prosecutors, I don't have any authority over their decision-making whatsoever. The Commonwealth's attorney in New Kent County is not even a Republican. It is an independent. I found out when National Review broke this story, my hunch would be this is something regarding one defrauding the court, possibly forgery of a public document. And because they have to appoint a special prosecutor, because the Commonwealth's attorney has a witness in the case, since they're the ones that had the conversations with Jay Jones, with his lawyer, on this case. And just to remind your listeners, Jay Jones is going 116 miles an hour in New Kent County on Interstate 64. There were four people in court that day with Jay Jones going roughly the same speed. Three of the four people got either active or suspended jail time. All of them got suspended driver's license. The only person that did not get active or suspended jail time or suspended driver's license was Jay Jones. He got a sweetheart deal. Well, the judge accepted a deal of 1,000 hours of community service in lieu of active or suspended jail sentence. That is the equivalent of 25 full-time work weeks in a year. That's 40 hours a week. That's 25 full-time work weeks. And it turns out he did it for his PAC. We know from the documentation that's now online that the document that was filed with the court simply described themselves as Meet Our Moment, said they had done 500 hours, never indicated they were a political action committee. They were not a charity listed under Virginia law. They're a PAC, and it's a PAC that Jay Jones controls. And so my hunch is it's something along those lines. But either way, it is candidly a shocking development because you have to be a member of the Virginia Bar to do this job. And this shows a huge cloud right now of controversy over Jay, given the fact that, A, he's never been a prosecutor a day in his life. He's applying for the job to be the top prosecutor. B, we know that he has now advocated for, by his own handwriting, violence against children to advance a political agenda, and to see two bullets in the head of a colleague that he used to serve with in the House of Delegates. But now we've seen this is, I think, so much more shocking. That this has happened. And so I am, like I said, I'm still processing this because this broke and I'm still trying to get my arms around it.
Let me ask you this question. I've reminded everybody, Jason Meares is the attorney general, is joining us. If in fact this were to come about, if in fact he is found guilty, determined to be guilty of defrauding the court or entering some sort of a fraudulent document, would he then be disbarred and would he face prison time?
Under the Virginia Code of Ethics, under the state bar, if you get a criminal conviction, like a felony, you have an immediate show cause in front of the state bar of how you can keep your law license. You immediately have to go. There's not even, it immediately goes to a trial of the state bar. You don't wait for a bar complaint. And so, yeah, it is incredibly serious. That's the level of seriousness of what this is. And there are a lot of attorneys that have lost their license over lesser offenses. Let's put it that way. So I think it's a shocking moment. For Jay Jones to stay in this race, I think shows candidly a level of contempt for the voters of Virginia. Because remember, I was just on the debate stage with him last week. And Jay Jones at that stage said he took full accountability for his words, his actions, and his conduct, including with New Kent County. And he said that during our debate that he had fulfilled his promise to the court as agreed upon by the prosecutor of New Kent County. Well, it is clear from New Kent County CA, who again is who's independent, he's not a Republican, has made a different determination, and now you've had this special prosecutor signed to conduct a criminal investigation. I find it utterly shocking that he is still saying, I'm going to be the top prosecutor while I'm under criminal investigation.
It is... shocking. Yeah, I think that is the best turn of a phrase. It is absolutely shocking. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what would be the appropriate thing for Mr. Jones to do at this point, in your opinion?
Suspend his campaign and hire a defense lawyer. That makes the most sense. Yeah. Why are you asking the voters of Virginia to hire you to possibly be the top prosecutor in the state if you potentially could be ineligible to even do the job?
That's a great point. Well,
I mean, that's as simple as I can make it.
Yeah. 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 No, that certainly seems to be the assessment and the suggestion there that Mr. Jones is going to need himself a good defense attorney. It is amazing. As you point out, I want to be clear, this has never happened before, right? This is the first time.
No,
ever?
Wow. No, never. Never. And so, listen, the Virginians deserve an attorney general with integrity. Jay Jones has already disqualified himself with his violent text messages against political opponents and their young infant children. But now we know he's misled the courts to avoid jail time with going 160 miles per hour. Reckless driving is punishable up to 12 months in prison or 12 months in jail. And listen, it's just not possible for Jay Jones to fulfill his duties of attorney general under an open and criminal investigation. Can you imagine having a trial next year, potentially, of a sitting attorney general? It shows a contempt for voters never seen before in modern Virginia political history. And it also shows he actually hasn't taken accountability for his words or his actions, and he's disqualified himself for being the attorney general. So it is really an inflection point, I think, for us as Virginians.
I couldn't agree with you more. I appreciate you being here, and we will talk again soon. I know that is Jason Meagher, is the Attorney General of Virginia. Again, just the comments here on breaking news. Jay Jones, who, as you know, is the Democrat Party nominee for Attorney General, was convicted some time ago, 116 miles an hour on 64 out in New Kent County. And he presented to the court some sort of evidence that said he had completed 500 hours of community service. The problem, as the attorney general just pointed out, is that community service was done for Jay Jones's own personal political action committee. And it is a PAC. It's not a charity. But he presented evidence to the court. Now, the Commonwealth's attorney for New Kent County has said special prosecutor has to be appointed because that CA, in all likelihood, is going to be called as a witness in this matter. So you now have the Commonwealth's attorney from James City County appointed by the New Kent County General District Court to serve as the special prosecutor. And so as we speak, the Democrat Party's nominee for attorney general is under an open criminal investigation. And before you make any political hay out of it, this came about as a result of the Commonwealth's attorney in New Kent County, who is an independent, not a Republican, not a Democrat, and a judge in New Kent County, not the attorney general. We just got the attorney general on to offer his perspective, his analysis. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. It is it's ugly. First time in the history of our beloved Commonwealth. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Huge news, big breaking news. A special prosecutor appointed. Criminal investigation underway, looking into Jay Jones, the Democrat Party's nominee for attorney general. And it's outrageous. I mean, it really is. It's an outrageous situation. The first time in the history of our beloved Commonwealth that somebody who wants to be the attorney general under a criminal investigation, an active investigation, the possibility, as Attorney General Jason Meares said, that this would be looking into perhaps defrauding the court. Ooh, that's not good. Entering a fraudulent or a forged document. Because remember, Jay Jones was ordered to do 1,000 hours of community service. Now, we know that 500 hours of that service was performed at his own personal political action committee. And again, it is a PAC, a political action committee. It is not a charitable organization. So what exactly was he doing? And how does that fulfill community service? It is outrageous. The whole thing has been outrageous from the beginning. The horrid, horrid texts about a coworker fantasizing about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker, for God's sakes. Fantasizing about that coworker's young children. What were they, 2 and 5 at the time? Little kids. And this guy knew those kids. It's extra disgusting. But fantasizing that those kids would die in their mother's arms, and it was all, and again, his words, not mine, it was all so that they would change their political ideas. He also described the kids as fascists, little fascists, 2 and 5. Really? This is one sick puppy. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what side I'm on? That's fine. No great mystery there. And you know that I've been very, very impressed with the work of Attorney General Jason Meares for the last 4 years. Again, no great shock there. But here's the decent thing for Democrats to do, and I think it's too late for them to do it. The decent thing would have been for them to say to Jay Jones, look, dude, this is just inexcusable. That's all. This is not a political issue. It really isn't. Who in their right mind fantasizes about a coworker's children dying in the arms of their mother? That's just sick. How can you apply for the job as the top cop, as the chief prosecutor for the Commonwealth of Virginia, at the same time you are now under an active investigation? I don't see how you can. There are not a lot of boxes to check, right, for a lot of political offices. Some of them are pretty minor. Hey, you have to be such and such an age. You have to live in such and such a district or what have you. Okay. You have to have lived so many years in the state, right? Those are all pretty big. You can check those off. But attorney general is different because attorney general has all of those things. But here's the biggie. Here's the biggie. You have to be a member of the state bar. That's it. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.